Report: suspect in United Healthcare CEO's murder began shaking when confronted by police in McDonald's. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 9, 2024. The suspect in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson reportedly began shaking when police approached him in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and asked if he had been in New York City. Breitbart News noted that the 26-year-old suspect, Luigi Nicholas Mangione, was arrested Monday at an Altoona McDonald's. According to the Associated Press, AP, Mangione began shaking when police asked if he had been in New York recently. CNN pointed to the criminal complaint against Mangione, noting that when two officers approached him in McDonald's, he was staring at a laptop while wearing a mask and a beanie. The officers asked him if he had been to New York City, and Mangione became quiet and started to shake. When the officers asked him for ID, he allegedly gave them the widely reported fake ID from New Jersey. Breitbart News noted that Mangione used a fake New Jersey ID to check into an NYC hostel days before Thompson was killed. CNN observed that Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens indicated Mangione had been in Pennsylvania for several days prior to his arrest. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, D., stated that Mangione had traveled between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, making stops in between. One such stop was in Altoona, where he was arrested. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.